Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, MAGA patriots, you despicable, or what is it? What is it,
deplorable.
Lady? Deplorable. You despicable patriots. Oh, good morning, everyone, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Oh, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Oh, boy. And do we have some stuff to be fired up about?
Oh, you're not kidding. Well,
the witch hunt against Trump continues. We got to watch that yesterday.
Yes.
The whole world watched and just shook their heads and said, what a mess.
Well, I can't even believe that anybody's allowing this to get that far. I mean, you even bring up Biden anything and the left throws an absolute tizzy fit. It's like they turn on Energizer Bunny all of a sudden and they flip out and they throw tantrums and they throw themselves on the ground in front of the Capitol. And, you know, I mean,
meanwhile, you have real crimes being committed that are actual real crimes with real evidence.
Right.
And, well, let's just find something to charge Trump with again to make everybody look the other way.
Right.
And of course, he pleaded not guilty, which he pleaded. The headlines were Trump pleads not guilty for attempting to overturn the 2020 election. I'm thinking, what's wrong with trying to overturn a stolen election?
Well, yeah.
You should be getting medals for that,
exactly.
Not prosecuted for it.
And besides, this has happened before when Bush ran against Gore. And so, you know, and they investigated it. They thoroughly investigated it.
Right.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with investigating fraudulent charges, especially if those are legitimate fraudulent charges.
Well, especially, I think that they should be criminally charging those who certified the election who were willfully ignorant because they wouldn't look at the evidence, the abundant evidence that was there from 2020.
In fact,
it's still there.
In fact, that's what the whole Brunson Brothers case was about, was the fact that it is required by law for congressmen to investigate election fraud.
Right.
If somebody declares that, hey, we better look into this, it looks like there's either a foreign interference or any other kind of election fraud, they are required by law to investigate.
Well, I covered that, and that is several months ago, where it was a great analysis, I think from Western Journal. I got to look again. But there were two members of Congress that were ready to enter that. Those motions that would have had to have been addressed to stop the certification and require an investigation. And right when that happened was when January 6th went down.
Exactly.
And they had to emergency evacuate the building.
Right.
So when they resumed business, everything that was supposed to be on the table was dropped. They went into emergency voting session, which negated the two motions that the congressman were going to enter,
right,
which would have bound them by law to conduct the investigation. But because of this emergency session that they were now in, after returning from vacating this contrived riot,
right,
led by undercover agents and agents provocateur, then they were under emergency rules, bypassed all of the other motions that were attempting to be entered, and they just slid the thing right in.
Right. And
then
that's
when Pence goes, it was out of my hands. Well, that's because of the shenanigans that they played.
Exactly.
Under Pelosi.
There was just a representative in yesterday's news that is declaring that the Democrats are responsible for January 6th and for staging that whole thing. And so that's going to be an interesting thing as that comes out, because like you said, that's exactly what happened and that's exactly why they did it,
right?
Because this is a big deal. This is a very big deal that could implicate all of them and give all of them prison time. And if they hadn't made that huge, elaborate, staged problem, they would have nothing to go on and
nothing
to stop the law from coming down on them in the worst way. And so what's interesting there too is, as Brunson Brothers have covered, there was over 100 reps and senators combined that said, no, hey, we have to investigate that. There is foreign interference in that election. And so 100 of them actually came forward to do that. And so, boy, this is quite the thing. And
the whole thing was a scam. It was a coup.
Right. It sure was. And so what they're doing is quite fascinating, how they double down to defend themselves from the law is what's essentially happening with all of these sham indictments and garbage that they're pulling, because they're trying to do this huge smoke screen just as fast as they can wave their arms. And what's interesting is, the same time that they did the third sham indictment on Trump yesterday, the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, did the same exact thing to her previous opponent, her previous Attorney General candidate opponent, Matt DiPerno. She actually indicted him. She has indicted him for investigating the Dominion voting machines.
It's exactly what they're trying to do in Arizona. With Katie Hobbs threatening to file charges against Carrie Lake.
Right.
You know, this is, when communists take over, this is what you can expect. And these stolen elections have fatal consequences.
If any of you ever watched mafia movies about the mob, this is the kind of garbage that is typical with mafia, you know, and where, you know, you dare accuse them of what they've done and you're in big trouble.
Right.
You know, I mean, how bizarre is that thinking? They're so criminal front to back. But here's the thing. You and I have made something available that so far we have not seen out there anywhere and does not exist. And so as you all know, with the Sound of Freedom, the whole bottom line that Jim Caviezel was stating with that was that the whole reason child trafficking is rampant right now is directly linked to a wide open border.
Yes.
And it can be stopped if we close the border. And so we have to agree. We have to agree, but let's take that one step further.
Yep.
Let's figure out, why is the border open?
Right.
The border is wide open because of electronic voting machines that allowed the whole entire vote to be manipulated so Biden gets in.
Yes, and they've proven it.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they've demonstrated the ability to manipulate these machines.
Right. CNN did it themselves.
In numerous different ways.
Yep.
Mike Lindell, they did a demonstration on one. And then we saw
Sidney Powell has investigated and provided proof for all of this inside and out.
Right.
On her website.
And then, of course, we saw what happened in Maricopa County, in which flipped Arizona.
Right.
With the voting machines in the reddest, you know, conservative voting district all of a sudden start malfunctioning.
That's right.
And after they were supposedly tested the day before.
Right. And so what we want people to understand is that, well, first of all, you manipulate the vote, just like Stalin said. You know, it's not he who votes that counts, it's he who counts the votes.
Yes.
And so they count the votes, and they manipulate the votes through these electronic voting machines. And so when they did that in 2012, they were able to pull off the huge American heist with the communist-backed coup.
Yep.
And now we have the communist coup puppet Biden, and because
wrecking
we have
the country.
Yes, and because we have a fraudulent usurper in that position right now, our border is wide open because that's the way he wanted it. That's the way all the communists wanted it.
Yep.
And now we have child trafficking and children paying the price for that electronic voting machine that allowed the elections to be manipulated.
Right.
So if you shorten that up, you just say electronic voting machines equals child trafficking and butchery.
Right.
And so we have put together a letter to all of our congressmen and U.S. senators, and we're posting it on our website that you guys can go there and copy paste and send it to your own congressman and your own U.S. senator, telling them to stop child trafficking by banning the electronic voting machines.
That should be the very top order of business for Congress.
That's
banning
right.
electronic voting machines. It should be a nationwide ban. And leading by example, we sent four, and we paid the $4.60 to send them certified yesterday.
Right. Yes, and in fact, we sent them to both locations for Marjorie Taylor Greene, both her location in D.C. and her location in Georgia, just in case she's at one instead of the other for a while. And sending it certified means that you can track it and make sure they got it. And it also means that there's a much higher chance that they will actually read it instead of throw it in the garbage.
Right.
And that's
on the website for you guys to go and get. It's the top posting as of this morning, so that you can, like we said, you can just copy and paste that lettering, the wording into your own, print it out, take it down and send it certified to your congressman. You can easily look up your congress members and send one to each of them.
That's right. Exactly. Do that at least, because that right there is the fastest way we can stop child trafficking in America.
Right.
Is get Congress and the Senate to agree that the child trafficking has to stop. And the fastest way to do that is to ban the electronic voting machines.
Yep. So put it in front of them.
Yep.
Put that right in front of them. Okay. Well, let's...
Oh, and our website for that is www.radiofreeredoubt.com.
REDOUBT, silent B, Redoubt, radiofreeredoubt.com.
That's right.
And, of course, we'll post a link, too, on our Telegram channel. If you have Telegram, the social media app, you can go and find us there at The Morning Commute. And we post all of our resources and much more that we don't get a chance to get to during the show. And it's a great way to interact with our listeners.
That's right. It's fun.
It is. And okay, so let's do the word of the day.
Absolutely.
We've got something great for us to go into the weekend with.
Something very cool. All links back to humility. Surprise, surprise, huh? Okay, so this is a random turning, and the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 25, verses 9 through 18, which read, "The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins." And that's it.
Cool.
Yeah. And what's fantastic is that, verse 9, where it says, "The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way." Well, fantastic. And why do you suppose that is? Because if you think about it, think about the opposite of that. He guides and teaches the humble, but the opposite would be prideful. You can't teach anybody that's prideful, that's a know-it-all.
Right.
You know, try to teach anybody that's a know-it-all. They they know it all already. You know, they're unteachable.
Right.
And so the very first thing when you come to God is you have to understand that, well, there's two of you there, and one of you knows everything, and the other one doesn't.
Right.
Right. And so if that's the case, you darn well better humble yourself, because you trying to do anything else before God is going to yield nothing. God will have none of your pride, you know, standing there facing him, acting like you're anything great to behold, you know?
And look how much or how often it's repeated throughout how the Lord loves a humble heart. He blesses.
Yep.
And he blesses and uses those that are humble.
That's right.
Moses, who he even listed as the most humble man on earth.
Right.
You know, and so true. That's a good one. You want to get results.
Yeah,
humble yourself.
Exactly. And you can't be honest and stand in truth in front of God and act like you're anything other than somebody that needs his help.
Right.
Because that's how it's going to be. That would be the truth of the scenario.
Yes.
And so where he says, where David says, "Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins." And so you and I were talking about this earlier, and honestly, when that's kind of an unusual way to approach anybody in this life. You know, like if you come up to another person, you want to show them your best, your strongest, your most confident, your most capable, you know.
Right.
You don't come up to anybody else and go, "I'm a mess. Boy, I'm a I'm a mess in this way, I'm a wreck in this way, I'm altogether lost in this way," you know.
Right.
Because you don't do that. You don't expose all your vulnerabilities to people. You show them your best front, right? Well, so it's exactly the opposite with the Lord. You come to the Lord because you already know he knows anyway. And if you come acting like we're describing, like you're anything at all, and like you're something glorious to behold, God's going to be like, "Oh, brother, here we go. Don't even need you.
Yeah.
You know, shoe scram till you come
away.
Back.
Go away.
Come back with the right attitude and when you're honest," you know. And so, you know, that's the whole point being that the reason is because God is the fixer.
Yes.
He is the fixer. He knows you need him. He knows you've got problems galore that need fixing.
Yeah.
And he wants to help you fix them. He wants to fix them for you.
And look at David's example of talking about ultimate humility, the way he even laid that prayer out.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's a perfect model of humility and understanding that God is there. He's on your side.
Right.
You know, and
he's not there to beat you down. He's there to build you up.
Right. Exactly. So what is that? That Psalm?
Well, it's Psalm 25 verses 9 through 18. And what is also cool about that when you start analyzing that a little bit is you ask yourself, so what is the goal? You know, what is the goal with God if you're going to approach God? Well, the goal is what it says in Zephaniah, where it says, "I will leave in your midst a meek and a humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord." Well, there's, you know, first of all, if that's the goal, he wants to leave in our midst a meek and a humble people.
Yeah.
That is what he's trying to produce in us.
And if nobody else wants to do it, then be the remnant.
Yes, exactly.
Be the remnant. Be those who are doing those things.
Be that. Look and look to the Lord and allow him to shape you into a meek and a humble person.
That's right.
That you are that remnant. And there's also the fact that statement, again, goes back to the name of the Lord. Those who are called by my name, if you humble yourself and seek my face, I will save your nation, basically.
Yeah.
You know, that says it again. And they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
That's right.
So fantastic tying together of all those things as well.
Very cool. Well, thank you.
Oh, praise God for that.
Absolutely. All right, that's Psalm 25, verses 9 through 18. Check it out. And there's what good one to read and meditate and take you through the weekend.
That's right.
For sure. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast. The website is prepping2-0.com. And this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute. We'll continue right after these messages. Right.
is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. They've taken great care of us for a long time. And if you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you need to have that hosted by somebody. Well, you may as well be a Christian Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt that take care of hundreds of websites and do a great job with special keen eye towards security. So that's tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, fired up Friday. Tons of stuff going on, tons of stuff to be fired up about. Here's something to be fired up about in a good way. The ATF has dealt a blow, or the appeals court dealt a blow to the ATF's attempt to regulate pistol braces. The judge wrote that the ATF's final rule constituted a rug pull on the public. So good.
Wow, that's good. That's always good news.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them out there. And so, yeah, that's well, good for the Second Amendment victory there.
That judge is clearly not Soros-backed.
Right. And not 44th president who shall not be named appointed.
That's right. That's right.
I'd be very surprised. But
well, you know, with this this bogus indictment of Trump again, you know, here the Capitol building pulled out their fencing, and you know, I pulled that up. There was a guy that walked around and did a little video footage of all this fencing they put up. But you know, when you think of fence, you think of like, you know, a big tall chain link fence with concertina wire on top, you know.
Right.
Well, what they put up was akin to like pony fencing at the fair.
It looks like something you would park your bicycle on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's just like for parking bicycles.
I was like, what are they trying to keep out? All the miniature ponies and angry children? I mean, you know?
I thought they didn't believe in fences.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Where's their inclusiveness now?
Right.
Right?
So
well, and even dumber was the fence in front of the fence that's already there.
<you're> Oh, my gosh.
Boy, well, we got some thinkers.
Yeah, it's drama. It's overreactionary drama.
It is, and they're trying to invent something to be afraid of when they know there's nothing for them to be afraid of. But if they make it look like there is, even if it's just miniature pony fencing,
unbelievable. Something you can just hop right over. It's, you know, yeah. But
silly.
Something else happened this week though that we don't want to take our eyes off of. And we have not had these kind of issues before like we're having now. In two separate cases, the Southern and Central Districts of California, two U.S. Navy service members were arrested for transmitting sensitive military information to the People's Republic of China.
Imagine that.
Now, Fox News, boo, funding Satan temples Planned Parenthood and Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, they didn't include the names of these U.S. service members, but we got them.
Yep.
U.S. service member, Petty Officer Wang Hang Zhao, a.k.a. Thomas Zhao, and U.S. Navy sailor Jin Chao Wei,
wow,
also known as Patrick Wei, W-E-I.
Wei, wow.
China. Wow.
Zay wow.
No way.
No way.
Right. Wong way. So, I don't know. We've got a pattern here. And of course, that's just what's in our military. That's not to mention the, you know, the jungle tigers, the PRC's special operations, you know, chicken blood drinking ritualistic special ops from China that have been spotted in the Darien Gap of Panama on their way to the United States run across our border.
Right.
So now we have a nation full of saboteurs and assassins and intelligence operatives and everybody in place.
That's right.
You know, as a lot of intelligence analysts are saying that it looks like the timeline is coming up really soon for them to begin a naval blockade on Taiwan and to make their move.
Right. Imagine that. And also the fact that this third sham Trump indictment, while China is now preparing their nuclear subs.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Yeah. Is right.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Russia's taken over, getting their hands on all the uranium there in the whole belt of nations across the central part of Africa now with this latest coup.
Right.
They just established their first, like, over 31 years since they've had an embassy in Niger. And now they have one open.
Yeah, imagine
so
that.
Open for business.
Wow.
So the world is changing right before our eyes. No right. question about it.
Well, and I think they're probably looking at the fact that this, I think the Sound of Freedom has a whole bunch to do with us looking at closing the border and China going, okay, time to ramp it up, because if they're going to close the border, we gotta move.
Right. Well, with this regime, they smell weakness.
Yep.
And they're making their move. Yep. I mean, so... All right. Well, there's plenty to leave you with for the weekend. Plenty we didn't get to, but join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
Please take the time to send your congressmen and senators those letters. Go to our website one more time. It's radiofreeredoubt.com. And you all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.